After the war ended, Allied forces discovered Iraq had been developing a secret nuclear weapons program for years. Located in sites all over the country, sometimes in buildings adjacent to nuclear facilities, which had been regularly inspected by the agency, Iraq had pulled off a grand deception, revealing a fundamental weakness in the international safeguard system. For if a member state chose not to declare a nuclear facility, there was no way the agency could officially inspect it. It was a watershed event. Despite the efforts of the U.S. Coast Guard, gangsters also became smugglers. Flotillas of rum-running ships brought liquor in from Europe. Gangsters organized a massive cross-border traffic in booze from Canada, often going to ingenious lengths to hide liquor in cars. And fleets of gangster-owned trucks brought beer and whiskey to the big city. Prohibition had become the mother of the mob, and gangsters became experts in booze. But a lot of the booze was of dubious quality. Bootleggers soon learned the tricks and how to spot them. The whiskey that was watered down, the whiskey spiked with industrial alcohol, the whiskey that wasn't whiskey at all, but moonshine cooked up in a tenement still.